Thank you. Brazil, you are going to see another one after this capoeira. But this classic Brazil, we are always in the
then capoeira has slowly grown. 9 years ago, our teacher, Professor Thamukkada India, started teaching in Orville, Indipanam School. Our group is called Jinga Saroba, and since then, we have slowly grown, and now we are over 60 children and 20 students and 20 adults who participate in regular classes. Recently, we organized a festival where we invited Professor Thamukkada India's teacher, Master Branko, and other teachers from Europe and India to come with us and give us workshops. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
watching. If you're interested in capoeira, please come talk to us. Thank you.
Well, I think you have two different things, yeah? Classic music, capoeira, and now our Romanian friend, Dimas Man, is going to sing some of his songs. Yeah, some of his songs. This was a little taste. We promised in August we are going to do Latin American Week with all these things so nice in a lovely place. We have two films the other day, we have this today and tomorrow. We start the Casa de la America Latina, we are going to put the stone in the place, which is going to be the Latin America town.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to sing a song called Chuva no Sertão. Chuva in Portuguese is rain. In Sertão, it's a very dry region of Brazil that when the rain comes, it arises a lot of joy and prosperity. Everything that was dry becomes green. So there is a lot of joy. So I try to translate a little bit of this feeling.
Olha as flores que se abriram no caminho. Olha o menino brincando com seu barquinho. A chuva veio e alegrou a terra inteira, encheu o rio e transbordou na ribanceira. Olha as flores que se abriram no caminho. Olha o menino brincando com seu barquinho. A chuva veio e alegrou a terra inteira, encheu o rio e transbordou na ribanceira. O mato seco ficou verde de repente, o milho cresce e o feijão vai muito bem. Tem guabiraba, manga, rosa, umbu também, e a passarada que cantando vai e vem. Olha as flores que se abriram no caminho. Olha o menino brincando com seu barquinho. A chuva veio e alegrou a terra inteira, encheu o rio e transbordou na ribanceira. Nada é mais belo do que a terra assim florida. A açucena, o bem me quer, louvando a vida. O céu tão claro até parece estar em festa, dizendo à terra que cumpriu sua promessa. Olha as flores que se abriram no caminho. Olha o menino brincando com seu barquinho. A chuva veio e alegrou a terra inteira, encheu o rio e transbordou na ribanceira. Encheu o rio e transbordou na ribanceira. Encheu o rio, transbordou na ribanceira.
So the other song that I'm going to sing has a title. It's nu, it means naked. And it speaks about a state of being when you don't need to protect or to cover yourself, or to put cover in your own being, and you are able to be open and communicate.
Respire o que já não serve mais pra cobrir, o que se esconde sob a raiz, o que precisa sair. Respire o corpo inteiro e a alma feliz, como Francisco, aquele de Assis. A igreja não quis. Respira da face toda um disfarce, o nariz. Ninguém mais triste do que o palhaço, que tudo faz para sorrir. Respira, chegou a hora do novo. Sinos tocam pra quem quer ouvir, o vento soprando diz: deixar cair tudo que o coração nunca quis e que deixou depois de ferir aquela marca infeliz. Deixar cair a mente apenas mente sagaz, que friamente faz e desfaz, com um apetite voraz. Despira o que já não serve mais pra cobrir, o que se esconde sob a raiz, o que precisa sair. O corpo inteiro e a alma feliz, como Francisco, aquele de Assis, fez o que a igreja não quis. Respira da face toda um disfarce, o nariz. Ninguém mais triste do que o palhaço, faz para sorrir. Respira, chegou a hora do novo povo. Os sinos tocam pra quem quer ouvir, o vento sopra no
part of the regular activities that we do, Latin Americans meet regularly in Oroville, and Krishna has come with me. We have trovadores, some others are there, but not ready for read poetry. We do one regular meeting, and we read poems in different languages. Today, because it's this day dedicated to Latin America, Brazil has already her own space. She's going to read a poem of possible one of the greatest writers or poets in Argentina, Jorge Luis Borges, possibly you know him. And she's going to read in English. We need the light because it was this week of February, all the microphones were everywhere. We couldn't get any special light. It's just like at home, yeah? In August, it's going to be better. We're going to read some poetry. She's going to read Borges. I'm going to tell you something. Borges was my teacher at college, and he was a very, very special person. You know that at the end of his life, he almost couldn't see. And as he say, he started seeing, and he started began crying. And somehow, she has chosen a poem that she likes, to Manuel Flores. And she asked me, who is Manuel? And it's very difficult to explain. It's just a role or somebody that represents something very, very powerful in Buenos Aires. I was always very surprised because fortunately Borges was for an aristocratic family and he was living in a bubble with the books and with his things. He didn't understand anything about politics. He didn't understand anything about a lot of things in Buenos Aires. But he was reading about the marginal men at this time that they were using knives and stabbing people and very powerful ones. I don't really know how he knew. But he has really written a lot of very good things about these kind of people, that they are not in the aristocratic way of living, no? And I never asked him that, but it was always something that got in my mind. How we got reading so very powerful thing about Buenos Aires and his this kind of marginal people, like Manuel Flores, that is the poem that she has chosen for reading today, that he was killed for poets, okay? She's going to read it and after you're going to read some. Actually, I'm going to read two poems by Borges. The first one is called Simplicity. Simplicity. It opens the gate to the garden with the docility of a page that frequent devotion questions. And inside, my gaze has no need to fix on objects that already exist, exact in memory. I know the customs and souls and that dialect of allusions that every human gathering goes weaving. I've no need to speak nor claim false privilege. They know me well who surround me here, know well my afflictions and weakness. This is to reach the highest thing that heaven perhaps will grant us, not admiration, not victory, but simply to be accepted as part of an undeniable reality, like stones, like trees. The second poem is called A Milonga for Manuel Flores. Manuel Flores is going to die. That's on the money. Dying is a habit that's well known to many. Even so, it grieves me to say adios to being. That thing so familiar, so sweet and enduring. At dawn, I gaze at my hands. In my hands, the veins are there. I gaze, but don't understand. It's as if they were strangers. Tomorrow, four bullets will come, and oblivion with those four. Thus said the wise Merlin, to die is to have been born. So many things on the road these two eyes have seen. When Christ has judged me, who knows what they'll see? Daniel Flores is going to die. That's on the money. Dying is a habit that's well known to many. Thank you. That's really, I think that Borges will be very happy because he was speaking English very well. He was living in Europe and it was a kind of his language somehow, English. He was reading a lot in English also, and he would love it how Krishna reads the Borges poems. Do you like it? It's a tango. Milonga to Manuel Flores is a very well known tango, somebody put music and the people sing and dance. I want to share with you a very little poem of mine because it's an offering to a very dear friend of mine. She's 98, and when I met her near Buenos Aires River, I felt like write this little poem because she was more than 80 and she was really very young. I tell you something, she just got married with a man, student of her, less than 60. I think that because she's a writer, she wants to give to him all her things. But she has it's very special. It's a woman that looks much younger, and it's really, for me, it's birds and flowers. And I read this little poem to her when I met her. I read in Spanish, and after I say in English. Pájaros las manos, pájaros. Sorry. Pájaros las manos, pájaros. No pájaros negros ni graznidos rasantes, pájaros blancos, albos, libres. Pájaros las manos, tus manos, pájaros, flores y pájaros. Birds, your hands, birds. No blackbirds, no birds like cow, no. White birds, bright, free birds. Birds, your hands, birds, flowers and birds. Now tango. That's really what I say. Thank you. The people from following tango, you can see them to dance and you can dance also with them after if you like. Thank you for this evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.